a kasha that Rabbi Kiva assumes that there's a malacha over here to burn the chametz. We raised the kasha yesterday that Tosis raises. Why isn't that necessarily even without mitoich? Even if we don't accept mitoich and we read the Gemara classically, not like the Maram Chalava, but we're assuming that Rabbi Akiva is not subscribing to mitoich. Tosis asks the kasha that there still should be a heter. Why? Because you could be nene from the gacholim to cook up the food. So how is that not relying on mitoich? Rabbi Yisrael, what did we say that that's referring to? Oichel nefesh mamish. Oichel nefesh mamish. And we have precedent for this, that when it becomes gecholim, even if it's gecholim of arla, gabi arla bishla gabi gecholim, you bake a piece of bread on top of an oven that has arla, divrei akol apas mutter, uadin chametz. So say the thing by chametz, burn your chametz. I can't ignite the fire. Sure, you can ignite the fire. Why could you ignite the fire? How are you going to get past Havara? I don't hold a mitoich. I'll use it for Achol Nefesh Mamish. It's Aser Ba'anah right now. Is that, who's that in the back row behind Nachum? Moshe, wow. I don't show up, so you show up. Gevaldik. Achol Nefesh Mamish. Zoktaisis. So say the same cheshbon over here by Chametz. Azak kasha, Rabbi Yisai, gishmak. Gishmak a kasha? Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? And for Taisvis, Aymeri, the Svaruhu. The Krod, the Tashbisu, Meir, Becholin, and Afilo, and Atzarech, Lagad, Chalos. So Taisvis gives a technical answer. Rabbi Kiva's dashing a posuk. Rabbi Kiva's dashing a posuk. Tashbisu, Beyoim, Arishan, Sohor, Mikol, Botecha. Zok Rabbi Kiva has to be the Yom Rishon is Erev Yontif. Why? Because otherwise the Torah wouldn't say Tashbisu. Frektoy says, why not? I have a case that I could find that you're actually using the Gecholim for actual Ochel Nefesh. Toy says, come on. Don't be a kvetcher. Don't give me weird pshatim. The Pasuk is sussim. The Pasuk is talking about most cases. Most guys are not cooking with chametz in their ovens, you know, and then they don't cook with klipei arla either. So you found a situation that it might be mutter. But we're darshaning a pasuk like a mensch, like a normal human being. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Akiva concluded that it was going to be a malach. Everyone with me? Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah? Nothing fancy. But there's an inami in Tosfos. Inami, no. Maybe it's not a technical answer. Maybe there's a more fundamental pshat. Maybe there's something else going on here, Rabbi Yisai, and it's not just based on what the case was in most situations, what we're doing with the fire. Inami kaven mitchila savora inu yochel le'enos mimenu, af al gav shielo ano mimenu acher kain, oser. Kemo nidarim unidavis. So Tosfos, well, there's a fundamental problem over here. There's a fundamental problem over here. What's the fundamental problem over here, Rabbi Yisai?
It's because it's so far removed from the actual Hana. So while you're doing it initially, there's an Isser.
So far removed from the original, meaning basically, what are you trying to say? What's required? Rabbi Yisai, whatever I'm going to say, Pshat in this Tosfos, remember, this is going to be a condition that's necessary for Ochel Nefesh purposes. So what is it? What does Tosfos mean? Somebody clarify what Tosfos is saying.
You have to be fulfilling whatever the mitzvah or the hana is while you're doing the havara.
Oh, so Zof Jacob, since you're not able to nene from it right away, So therefore what? It's not going to qualify. Yeah, in 6 hours from now, when it turns into ashes, it's going to be mutter, right? But that's not okay. How is that matir the havara right now? The male is octoises in the second day. No, it's a fundamental yisoid. Oichol nefesh is not shaykh over here. Because you have to be nene bizman sha'ata mavir and oysa malacha. And since over here the hanoah is only going to come out after it's mavur, it's going to be a problem. Just like, says Tosis, the din is you're not allowed to be makrib nadarm and adavis. What's the Dharma Nidavis or Baisai? What's Tosis saying? There's a machloikas in the Gemara and Beitz. Very important, Baisai. You got to know this. Machloikas in the Gemara and Beitz, and we pass on Lahachmir on this. When you're going to go, Sammy, you're going to go up to Alila Regal eventually, Mirtz Hashem, and you're going to say, Rabbi Balazan, once I'm hopping a scooter to approach the Beis HaMikdash already, can I kill two birds in one stone? And can I just bring my Nedarim and Nedavis that I obliged myself to bring once I'm there for Yontif? Fair question. I'm going to be there anyways. So would it be okay for me to just bring those Nedarim, those pledges, towards the Beis HaMikdash? What do you say, Scott?
I don't know.
Well, what does the Gemara in Beitza say?
That you can.
That I?
Cannot.
That's correct. That's correct. Very good. So what does that have to do with us? Tosis is to bring a raya that the manda omer that asks to bring nedarim and nedavis asks you to do that, even though what? Ultimately, when I bring a neder and a dava, what? I'm going to be nena from a lot of chunk of meat. There's going to be a lot of physical pleasure that's going to come out of that korban that I could eat. Yet, still the Torah says it's us. So Tosis is using that as a mucker, a dindaraisa, a cloud that's not your door, Rabbi Yisai. Only if you learn Tosis and Sochem Daf Heyamibay, I am it all, will you see a new cloud in Oichol Nefesh. That you see that if you're going to be Nene La'achar Zman, like Nedarim and Nedavis, that's not going to be matir you to do a malach. And so too, Rabbi Akiva said the same thing when it came to ashes and havara that's going to be mutter after it's burnt. Everyone with me? Evan, you with me?
Nene,
you with me? Rabbi, what? Where are you stuck, Benny?
Nowhere specific. I'm just trying to get it.
Okay, we're not specific.
I don't know.
Rabbi Kiva says the following. Rabbi Kiva says, Yom Rishon's got to be 14th. Because you're not allowed to do the malacha on Yontif. Taisa, that's the kasha. What malacha? Who malacha? Why is it malacha? I could derive benefit from this item. Tosis gives two answers in what the assumption of Rabbi Akiva was. Either, you're right, in Hanami, you found a situation that you could be nene from it, but that's not going to help me. Because most of the times that the psukim are saying that you should burn it, you're not necessarily going to use the ashes. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is saying most of the time it's going to be a malach. Second teretz is that no. Even if you would use the ashes to cook up your ochel nefesh, to heat up your furnace, to heat up your fire, it's not going to help you. Because the original burning process was in a situation where it was usser, because it was chametz. And if you're not able to be nene miyad, that's not ochel nefesh. Are you sight in ochel yontif? How does he know that? He brings it out from Nedarim and Nedavis. even though I will ultimately get benefit from the carbon of the neder and nedava, I am not allowed to do so because at the time that I brought it, I'm not allowed to be nene from it. It has to be given to the Rebbeinu Shalom initially.
Rebbe, what was Rebbe said something that there was something if you didn't wear tosis, you wouldn't have a makor for it. What was that? That nedarim and nedavos can't be brought on yontif.
What?
Rebbe's. I thought I heard Rebbe maybe say no. That you no. Because I was about to say it's in Beitza also.
Yeah, that's what we were. I told Scott what does the Gemara in Beitza say, right?
Okay, so I heard wrong. Thank
Moshe.
You,
Moshe. The Orla case is not talking about doing it on Yontif. The Orla case is talking about that you're allowed to be Nene from the Orla. That's talking about Isuri Ano. We're trying to be Magdir, what is Ochol Nefesh? What allows you to do Malach on Yontif? Orla is not talking about heating up the Orla on Yontif. The Gemara in the second parak by Orla is, all he's using from the Orla case is he's bringing a raya that you see once it's burnt up, you can heat up a piece of bread inside that oven. So he's asking, why don't you say the same thing by chametz, which is also aser b'ana? So Tosis is saying you can't do that by malachas yontif. Okay, guys? There's a problem. There's a major problem. And Rabbi Yisai, this problem should ring a bell to certain sugyas that you guys learned last year. Eitzim shenoflu min hadekel. What sugya? Where is that, Rabbi Yisai? Where is that in the Gemara? Eitzim shenoflu min hadekel biyomtif. Come on, guys.
Beitza.
Excellent. What's the Gemara talking about?
Oh, the branches fall off. There's a machlokas.
So what's the issue? Branches fell off, and what's the issue?
Noah.
The issue is that it's mukta, right? So the Gemara says, I can't throw it into the atarovis of muchan wood. That's not mukta. Why? Because what, guys? Chulin, guys? Because you can't take Isser and throw it into a Taruvis. Why? That's a violation of what? Right, exactly. Now, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara does say you're allowed to what? If it fell into a Taruvis on its own, if it fell into a mixture on its own, you're allowed to what? What?
Add to it,
exactly. And that's what the Gemara, that's the Machlokes of the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim, whether or not the Gemara is being makel. Lagabi and Isidur Abanan, or is the Gemara saying only by wood because it burns up? It's Mikla Kali Sura. I in the Shurim last year. I'm sorry for making all the guys who weren't here for Chulin jealous. What am I going to do? It was a great year. It was awesome. Shmak. Okay. So Rabbi Sa'id, the Mechaber is commenting on that din. Afal pi she'etzim shenoshu min adekel biyonti boi b'shabes shelofon of osu la'asikon im noshu biyonti b'toi chatanor. Right? Mechaber, Sfardim, add it on, right? Where's the stira to this Mechaber, Avi?
Oh, no.
What?
Cool.
No, where does the Mechaber contradict himself about adding on? No.
I'm guessing it's the answer.
Oh, come on, guys. This was my shtickle Torah. Where in the world is Tzvi Kaplan? Yes! Where is he? He showed up to my house and he told me on Sunday he's going to be Rav Garbo's. Somebody get him on the phone right now. He's not going to pick up. I know this move. Oh, I didn't see that you called. I'm sorry. He knows exactly what time it is. Guys, keep calling. Keep calling. Everyone call him. Keep calling. Everyone call him. Everyone call him. I want his phone to blow up.
Rebbe, he goes right to voicemail.
Yeah. This phone is going to malfunction. Okay.
Rabbi Isai. Chanukah from last year?
The Mechaber says in Hilchos Chanukah,
oh, yeah,
you're not allowed to be Marbe. That's the steer in the Mechaber. Okay. Rabbi Isai, Ayin Shom, my Shtikl Torah. And it was Mechavim to Reb Shlomo Zalman with the Avon Meruim.
It's a Kutchim. It's based on Mikdash.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Excellent, Yosef. Thank you for giving me some nachas. Oh, Gevaldik. That was the Vart, like Reb Shlomo Zalman, like the Avon Meruim, that it's a Din and Kutchim. Ah, a new Yosef in Chanukah. Gevaldik. I'm going to Shamayim with that Shtikl Torah. Going to Shamayim with that Shtikl Torah. Rabbi Isai. Okay, but back to Hilchos Yontif. We're not learning Eim of Atlan Isser L'Chachila. We're not learning Eim of Atlan L'Chachila. So right now, the Mechaber is saying straight up like the Sephardim, just add on, okay, you don't have Shishim, add on, and it's fine. The Mukta wood, you'll be able to use. Sammy, you look a little lost. I think a haircut might help.
Yeah, the barbers aren't open until 8.
Chapo, how was Seder today? Was it Geschmack? I am in your apartments, guys. Chevra, let's go. Purim's over. Let's make it a real Purim. Let's not make it a fake Purim. Victor. What's the problem, Rabbi Isai? What's the problem? Oh, Shalom Aleichem. Tzvi, how's your phone? Okay?
What?
How's your phone?
Charging?
Yeah, we all tried to call you.
Oh, sorry.
Chevra! What's the problem?
Our Tosos.
Oh, Zokta Magen Avraham. Why? Speak it out, David. What's the assumption of the Mechaber? Marbe Aleihem, and what are you going to do with this wood?
So you're going to cook something.
You're going to light it up. Light up the fire. Light up the fire when? After Purim, not on Purim. On Pesach, which is not Purim anymore. I'm going to eat after Purim. Not on purpose. Kimu v'kiblu. Right? So now it's Pesach. I want to light up this wood. I want to light up this wood. And what's my problem? I can't light up this wood. Why can't I light up this wood, Zokta Magen Avraham? Because you're going against Tosfos and Pesachim Daf Ayin Amud Aleph.
Rebbe, isn't it really two different things?
Who's talking?
David.
David Rubin? What do you mean? You're arguing with the Magen Avraham?
He is.
Who just said that? Oh, Moshe. Moshe, you moved up.
I did. There's some sound problems going on in the base here.
Okay, great. Sound problems even with me. Wow. Trying to scream my head off over here. Wake you guys up. Evra! What? Who doesn't like the Magen Avraham like David? What's David's problem?
Jeremy doesn't like it either.
Jeremy doesn't like it. Because Jeremy's already learning Marmakimus for smoking.
No, I don't like what David said.
Nu, what's the problem? What's the problem?
Because one is saying I can't use this as a heat source. I can't use it as a medium to cook up until it becomes ash. So it's one step removed.
Well, wait a minute. That's exactly what the Mechaber is talking about.
No, but this is different because I can use the heat source now to make the bread isn't the same thing as the ash, which will one then day be able to use.
It's the same thing. It's the gacholim. It's the heat source. It's all the same.
Why? But now I can't cook something on.
Tyson's talking about cooking something. They're both talking about cooking something. This is before Evans, before Woodmere, before. This is the way you used to heat up food.
No, but there's a difference between saying that the bread, I can cook on the fire now, even though the fire itself is not mutter to me.
Do I have usser wood right now?
Yeah, but there's a big dip, but I can still use that to cook. That's not the same thing as saying I can't use this usser wood until it becomes mutter. I'm allowed to cook from this. It's not the same thing as saying I can never use this to even cook in the first place.
Even though there's no bittel over here. Sin, even though there's no bittel over here, why is there no bittel? So Mimela, you have to rely on the fact that it's not going to be a wood anymore. So you have to wait till it's burnt up.
So I thought it's saying you use it now.
But later on, so I'm not being nana from the Heftza of the Issa.
Wait,
but I thought we're saying... That's against Taisus and Sochem, that Fahamid Aleph.
The Magen Avraham is saying that we're waiting till it becomes ash also?
Afal gav de dover sheesh lamatirim loy bato. So how can you be nana from this piece of wood? Since you're only benefiting from it once it's going to be burnt, so therefore you're allowed to be nene from it because you're not being nene from the Dover Sheish Lamatirim because it's no longer going to be wood anymore.
Sorry, I read that wrong line wrong.
Right? But you can't heat yourself up and get warm yourself up by the fireplace of this wood. Or use the fire as light. Because what? Because then you're being nana from a Dover Sheish L'Matirin. That's not bottle. And a Dover Sheish L'Matirin is not bottle. Anything that's awaiting a permissibility, Rabbi Yisai, doesn't lend itself to bittel. That's what the Gemara in Beitza there says. So therefore, it has to be a situation where it's no longer an iser of a davar shish matir, means I'm only going to benefit it once it's burnt up. Right? Frek the Magad Avram, it's against Taisus and Sachem, Adafei Amir Aleph. Mitzarachin, that Taisus Kassav of Sachem, that hey, the whole davar shayni yechol, enos men, mitchilas biuron, also, Lisro beyond Tif, Ayin Simon Tif Membov. Basically, the Magen Avraham saying this is going up against our Tosfos. The Mechaber is against our Tosfos. Everyone hear the Kasha? Anyone not hear the Kasha? Moshe, what's the problem? That's the way the Magen Avraham is interpreting the Mechaber, yeah. No, because you'll still have a problem with Dover Sheish L'Matirin. You're talking in the words of Eimavatlin Issel Chatzila. There's two separate issues. Mechaber, you're right, happens to hold that if there's an Isser that falls into a Tarovis, and it's an Isser Derabonon, Svardim or Makel and say that you can add more against Ashkenazim, right? However, he still holds that if it's a Dover Sheish L'Matirim like Muktzah that's going to be Mutter at the end of Shabbos, it's not going to lend itself to Bittel. Doesn't matter how much you're going to add, Moshe. If Dover Sheish L'Matirim is never Bittel, it's never Bittel.
Rabbi.
You understand, Moshe? Those are two separate issues. Svardim are only makel by a davar by aim of atlanis lechatchil by throw by an item that fell into a taruvas that doesn't have shishim that you can now add more and make it shishim if it fell in on its own. if it's not a Dover Shishlam Atirim. It's not a Dover Shishlam Atirim, even Shishim is not going to help me. Dover Shishlam Atirim is never bottle. Just wait till it's mutter.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
But shouldn't there be a difference in the fact that by the Tosfos himself, when we were saying cook, like use your chametz for this purpose. Here we're saying that it fell in by accident.
No, but I'm lighting a fire, man.
No, I'm saying, but the Asian Eitzim Shenishashu fell into my fire.
No, they fell into a pile of wood. Now I'm lighting up the fire.
Oh, it didn't fall into your oven?
Right, you know, because I'm doing a pool of Havar over here. That's what the Mogen Avraham's asking, right? Yeah. This is equally as true if you have a pile of wood that this wood fell into. And now I'm going to use it all as Ochel Nefesh. So Mogen Avraham says that's against Isis. So I ask you, everybody say, everyone here has this bomb kasha?
Wait a minute. The kasha is that if the Shulchan Aruch says that if wood that's mukta falls into mutter wood and then I light fire with it, it's okay?
Yes. Yeah, so the Magen Avraham says the only way I can understand the mechaber is that I'm not being nana as when it's wood. I'm only being nana after it's gone. Because otherwise it would be a Dover Shishlam Matir. But to ask the Magen Avraham, but I'm not allowed to do a malacha that I can't be nana from immediately, like Tosfos Himsachim Adaf Hei tells me. It's a bomb kasha. No. He's talking about using it. This is going to be your fireplace. So, Rabbi Yisai, the answer to this question is all going to be dependent on how you learn our Tosfos. We might not have interpreted Tosfos correctly. Clearly, the Magen Avraham interpreted the Tosfos like us. And therefore, he has to say that the Mechaber is against Tosfos. Which, by the way, it doesn't bother me so much. Why? Why doesn't that bother me?
Mechaber doesn't paskin from Tosfos.
Mechaber paskins like Tosfos. Mechaber says in the Hakdama of the Beis Yosef that I always look at three Rishonim. But it's not just the Tosfos. It's the Rosh also. The Chayim Mashma Barosh. One of those Rishonim that he takes into account. Why doesn't it bother me, Rabbi Yisai? Think hard.
In Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh, say better.
We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda? Also Rabbi Yisai, along the lines of what David's saying.
It's Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, it's Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva less lay. This is all Shalal Libda Hilchasa. That's what the Chassam Sefer points out. You don't necessarily have a kasha la halacha. Because this whole pshat of Tosfos is all within a favar finishita of Rabbi Akiva that doesn't hold a mitoich if you accept the pashup pshat in our Gemara that he's going, Aliba de Beishamah. Not like the Maram Chalav. So just in Cheshbin, I don't know if I necessarily would be bothered by the fact that the Mechaber is going against a Tosfos that's explaining itself within Rabbi Akiva of Shema Minotlas. Yeah, Moshe. Oh, beautiful. So that's true. But that's the way Tosfos is interpreting Rabbi Akiva's way that he's going to learn the Davos. I hear what Moshe is saying, Rabbi Yisai. So even though in Cheshbin that would have been a good answer, Moshe is saying from the fact that Tosfos is using a more global, expansive proof, Moshe doesn't like that teretz. Because isn't that the pshat that we're going to run with even if we don't subscribe to this specific Gemara? I hear what Moshe's saying. I also hear what the Chassam Sefer is saying. You could have a different pshat in the Dharma Nadavis. But also, along the lines of what Moshe's saying, is very nice this happens to be in Rabbi Akiva. But this is not the Nakuda that Rabbi Akiva is being Mechadish, Rabbi Yisai. You have to remember this, Rabbi Yisai. This is going to be a general issue that's going to come up in your learning. There's a chiddush that the Rishonim make in a certain sugya. We happen to not paskin like the details of that sugya. Does that mean that the chiddush of the Rishonim doesn't apply in other areas or according to the shittas of the poskim? The fact that it happened to have been brought up within a Tana that's not a Liba de Hilchasa doesn't necessarily mean we don't subscribe to the klalim and to the rules that the Rishonim brought up within that sugya. So it might still be very relevant, and the Magen Avraham might still have acknowledged what the Chassam Sofer pointed out. However, he said the Yisoy that Tosfos was bringing out in terms of that Kasha, that was a Yisoy in Echol Nefesh according to everyone. Because, again, Tosfos is talking in terms of Echol Nefesh. Rabbi Akiva is not disagreeing in terms of Echol Nefesh. Rabbi Akiva happens to hold of a Shita Yechida in terms of Mitaych. So L'chaira, that will still subscribe Alibi de Hilchasa, and the Magen Avraham's Ha'ara will still be true Alibi de Emes. So how do we miyash this? How do we approach this entire sugya? So I pointed out yesterday, everybody say, David yesterday learned the Tosfos like the Magen Avraham. And I asked from the Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin tells us what? That there's a machlekes Reb Chister and Rabba. What's the machlekes Reb Chister and Rabba, Rabbi Yisai?
Do you say hoyel?
Whether you say hoyel on Yontif. Chister holds you don't say hoyel. So the Gemara asks, you don't say hoyel? So then how are you allowing on a biblical level Erev Tafshilim, which is only a Durabanan concept? So what does Reb Chister respond, Rabbi Yisai?
The rice it's mutter
because of
Tzarchei
Shabbos Nasim Yomtiv. Now it's not clear exactly what that means. Tzarchei Shabbos Nasim Yomtiv. Rashi learns it's like one long kedusha, right? But Tosfos on Daf Mem Zayin and Aleph and Pesachim gives a different pshat because the Gemara over there is asking the fact that you're not allowed to bake the shtei alechem from Yontif going into Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, really, according to Rabbah, why not? Why can't you bake it on Yontif going into Shabbos? Why don't you say Tzarchei Shabbos Nasim Yontif? Zetman Fundos says the Gemara, you see that Rabbah's right and Rav Chista's wrong. And then the Gemara says, no, Xeris HaKosov, you're not allowed to bake the Shtei Alechem on Yontif going into Shabbos. Even though in general he holds Tzarchei Shabbos Nasim Yontif, you're not allowed to bake the Shtei Alechem because it's Lachem. You're not allowed to cook for the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Good? Frek Tosfos there in Pesachim Mem Zayin, and according to Rabbah, why is it good? It's also a kasha. It should be mutter because of hoyel. Right? Frek Tosfos on Mem Zayin, it should be mutter because of hoyel. And Tosfos says, and don't tell me what... The kasha l'ruv the perusha according to Rashi that says that it's all one kedusha. Kevin da gemara any yodas chiluk ben gavol lehedyo. Before the gemara tells us that there's something unique about cooking for the rabbanu shalom for the gavoa, the chibeshviel shalo ye achshav roy afal pishu roy lebo bayom ye aser. Halo kasha oifa aisal archem ena ruya adjeteafe. So what? So what says the fact that you don't have the carbon yet and it's not roy right now? As Rashi says, because you didn't bring the kvasim yet, so it's not going to be roi. But it will be roi lachar's man. So why don't you say hoyel? Tosfos says, don't tell me that you need it to be roi at this second whenever you do melachas yomtiv. It's not true because when I fry an egg, it's not mutter. It's not ready. Says Tosfos, halo kishayfe aisa l'orchem eino roi ad shetef. And when I see guests coming, it's not going to be ready right away when I do the malacha. It's only going to bake afterwards. They're also temporary as an iser. B'shacha b'emtor nami b'shach chita in aruya. El kevin shemuter achaz man lebo b'yom lav chisarnu v'imkein tikshen nami l'rabba. So halal should apply because there will be an eventual permissible moment that this will be mutter. So Rabbi Isai, I ask you on the Magen Avraham in our Tosfos in the pshat that David asked, that David said, doesn't Tosfos Amem Zayin and Aleph tell you beferish that you don't need it to be permissible or edible right away? Everything that you cook on Yontif is not going to be right away mutter. B'shas the melacha. So what bechlal is our Tosfos talking about?
Rabbi, isn't it different when you're using it as the heat source? Meaning it's going to come from that.
So what? Why is that relevant?
Because you can't, how, is there a concept of cooking without it being, meaning that's the concept of Ochel Nefesh.
So that's great.
Is Tosfos talking about intention with Kavanah?
Huh?
Kavanah.
I have Kavanah in both of these situations for me to get benefit from it.
But you don't necessarily have kavana to get heat from something if you're intending to cook something.
Who's talking about heat? In both situations, I'm talking about cooking food.
The Mechaber and the Magen Avraham.
I'm asking right. I moved off of the Mechaber right now. I'm asking from our Tosfos on Tosfos on Memzai. If Pshat in our Tosfos is like the way the Magen Avraham assumes that you have to be nana miyad, isn't that contradict exactly what Tosfos says on Memzai? Anytime you bake a bread, anytime you fry an egg, that's what he's asking on Rashi. You'll never have nene miyat.
But maybe it doesn't have to be.
Rebbe, maybe does miyat, like miyat mean that you're doing it on the specific action itself? Because we see him that with the ashes, with what we're trying to do with Sreifa, that it's basically a step before you're actually doing the getting hana'a. With boiling an egg, you're actually doing it on the egg itself. It miyad could have a different meaning of saying,
but it seems to me that Tosfos is saying, or at least the Magen Avraham is saying, that whenever you do a malacha, you have to be nana from it right away. So
yeah,
that's
true.
That's lacking, whether or not you're on the item or not. That's lacking when you're talking about frying an egg. When you're talking about baking a bread, Tosfos is saying that's not true. Tosfos on Mem Zayin.
Saying the preparation doesn't do anything.
Right, you're not being nana b'shas malacha. According to Magen Avraham's chat, you're going against Tosfos on Mem Zayin. Which Rabbi Isai, yeah.
Maybe there's a difference between will my
Rabbi Isai, did anyone see the Rabbi Chanan that I sent in the group? Open it up. Kovit Shiurim. What did the Kovit Shiurim answer in this kasha, Rabbi Isai? Is a difference between these cases, Rabbi Isai. What's the difference? A person baking a bread that's not roy right away, and a person baking, a person using chametz dika food in the fire. What's the difference? Says Rabbi Chana. Moshe. Oh, now read it in the words of the Kovitz Shurim, Rabbi Isai. That's a svar. Tosfos is saying if you're practically limited, so then that's not going to be a limitation, and you have to be, theoretically, you'd be able to be nen miyat. Masha Inkin, in our case, there's an isser that's stopping you from being nen. And that's going to be problematic. So Rabbi Chanan limits what? Our case in Psachim Daf Hei, the Magen Avraham's case by the Eitzim Shnashim Nadeko, which are both cases of what? Isurim. And it doesn't necessarily contradict what Tosfos says by every case of Ochel Nefesh that it's not going to be ready miyat. Everyone hear what Rabbi Chanan says? Yeah? For Rabbi Isai, there's an alternative shot in our sugya. Two other pshatim that the Achronim bring up. Did anyone have a chance, Rabbi Isai, to see the Avne Malum or to see the Rabbi Kiva Eger? Am I ahead of you guys? Okay. So Rabbi Isai, tomorrow, I want you guys to work on this kasha. to work on his Tosis, to work on the Magen Avraham, to see the Reb Kiva Eger on the bottom of the Magen Avraham, to see the Tshuva of Davni Meluim, and it will come out that there will be two major different approaches and Memela, two different Nafkaminas that are going to be La'alocha, not Tuna, one Nafkamina that's going to be La'alocha that is not Yadua from this Avni Meluim, Rabbi Yisai. A major Yisod that comes out according to Avni Meluim in terms of the way he approaches this issue and this Sugya. All right?